The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Blocked? Bliss? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And when I have the website up, there'll be a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Still working on it. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan is with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. Thanks for jumping in here. Dr. Norman Shealy is normally on every Wednesday with us, and we've had a massive, massive storm here. At the farm. As a matter of fact, we dug a ditch several days ago, and it's 18 inches wide, a couple feet deep, and it's, a couple hundred feet long. So we dug this ditch to put in electric lines and water lines for cattle waterers and so forth, and running power to the barn and so forth. And it's full of water. It's actually overflowing. So we had a lot of rain in a very, very short time. I'm surprised the phones are working, and we have power. I really am. But, hey, thanks for jumping in and helping us.
Not a problem.
Hey, John, I want to tell you a story. Before we get started with today's class, I wanted to tell you a story. There's a bank in a town down the road from us. It's probably the closest bank to us. It's about 20 miles away. And this bank is in a little tiny town. The town has 600 people in it. And in this town, there's a hardware store, gas station, a couple restaurants, a couple other businesses. It's the county seat. And so the jail is there. The sheriff's office is there. The Hall of Records is there. There's a post office there. And it's a semi-historic town. 600 people live there. And I looked up the size of the town. It's... It's a little less than twice the size of our farm. So it's not very big. Anyway, went to the bank with Mrs. Fennelli. And I don't like putting deposits in the mail. I don't trust it anymore. So it's such a pain. So, you know, once a month or so, we might go to the bank if we remember. And I know all the gals at the bank. I mean, they know my voice. I do telephone transactions with them, so they know who I am. They know my voice. They recognize me. And one of the gals indicated that she hadn't seen me in quite a long time. And I said, yeah. And I said, oh, by the way, do you know there's a guy down the road, and he's got this black and white car, and he's got a radar gun, and he's aiming it at people coming down the hill into the town. Now, let me describe this. This little town is at the bottom of a hill that's over a mile long. And if you start at the top of the hill and you put your car in neutral, even if it's a high drag, four-wheel drive truck, you're going to gain speed going down this hill. So it's absolutely impossible to maintain the speed limit of 55 miles per hour coming down into this town without stepping on your brake a lot of times. Literally, it's impossible. If your car is in drive, you're going to accelerate even more than you would if you were in neutral. And the speed limit changes as you get about 1,000 feet from where this police officer sets. It changes from 55 to 30. Not 55 to 45 to 35 in increments. It goes from 55 to 30. And if you're doing 31, you're going to get a ticket. Well, there's so many farmers that have trailers that haul hay. And you know what? Going across the field with hay and trailers, the filaments and the taillights fail. So if you've got a taillight that's out, turn signal that's out, you're going 31 or more, you're going to get a ticket. So I don't go to town. Well, I was explaining this to the bank, and I said, you know, you guys ought to do something about this guy before this town dries up. And I explained that it happened in another town in Virginia where we used to live. And this other town had exactly the same thing. They got a new mayor. The mayor said, you know what? We got to stop the speeding. We've got to enforce 25 mile an hour speed limit through town. They got a part-time cop. They gave him a part-time radar gun. They gave him a part-time car. And he was aiming his radar gun at everybody that went through town. Within a year, and it was a little town, just kind of like the one I'm talking about in Missouri. Within a year, the town dried up. One of the two gas stations closed. One of the two hardware stores closed. One of the two beauty shops closed. The pharmacy closed. The doctor's office closed. The clothing store closed. This is Main Street. This town is dead. Now, let's move over 1,100 miles to Missouri. Well, since they've gotten this cop, and since he hides in a parking lot, a private parking lot, a church parking lot, where you can't really see him, I mean, it looks like there's a car there, but for those of us who are over 40 years old, it's, you know, it's hard to distinguish a police car with it's aiming the radar gun in a non-conspicuous place. From 1,000 feet away, it's really kind of hard to see this guy who is trying to be concealed. He really is. So I explained to the bank that they've got this guy there, and he is the reason. He alone is the reason why I don't come to town. I don't buy gas there. I don't shop at the hardware store. I don't go to the Subway, you know, for a sandwich there. The only time I go is if they make me, at the muzzle of a gun, show up to the county seat, you know, government offices. That's the only time I'll go. Unless once a month I might go to the bank, if I remember. Well, I explained this, and she said, well, why don't you just wave to him? Be polite. I said, are you kidding me? So I'm supposed to wave to this guy? This guy who's firing his radar gun, his microwave radar at me? I'm supposed to be polite? And wave to this thug? Are you kidding? It makes me angry because you can take one of the blue plague, just one. Give him a radar gun and he can close the town down in a year, all by himself. Just by being a deterrent to commerce. Now I'm not suggesting that people speed and do things that are dangerous and illegal. But what I'm saying is, who wants to risk getting a ticket from this guy? This part-time guy. Who wants to do that? And why should we be polite to a guy who is shooting us with radar, microwaves? Why? So, as we go towards solutions, my solution is to just stare at that guy. And as he waved to me. He, you know, raised a couple fingers, you know, it's like a half-hearted wave. It's not the kind of wave that I would give. I mean, it's a standard, absolute minimum effort wave. He waved to me, and I just stared at him. I'm not going to wave back and say, hey, listen, I really appreciate all you're doing to keep us safe, and just give me another couple shots of that radar gun, will you please? I'm outraged. And the mayor... The mayor of this town said, I can just see the mayor in a meeting say, boy, guys, we're doing a great job here. You know what? We don't have any speeders. No kidding. We don't have any traffic either. When I say traffic, I don't mean a traffic jam. I mean cars going by, trucks going by. And this town is on a highway. It's a two-lane highway that connects an interstate with another four-lane highway. It's the connection. It is the most convenient way to get across this part of the country. And they're going to close the town down. Now, so what's happened? The gas station's closed. One of the restaurants is closed. Half of the business properties in this town are not operational. There's nobody in them. They've done a great job with this cop. And I said to the gal at the bank, you need to fire this guy. Get rid of this cop before the town dries up. I'm not kidding. John, do you have any thoughts on this?
That sounds like another government success story.
And I'm the bad guy because I won't go through that town. Now, I don't spend a lot of money there. I mean, when I fill up the truck, it's $100 in diesel. If I fill up the other truck, it's $100 in diesel. If I fill up the gas-powered vehicles, it's like $70 in gasoline. If I go to the hardware store to buy plumbing materials, I mean, they probably, I don't think they've lost a lot of money with me. I don't even go to my friend who owns a tire shop there. You know, he's the guy that fixes the farm tires. Now, here's the problem. Where do you go? Seriously, where do you go if you have a flat tire on a farm tractor? Now, I'm not talking about one of those 15-inch front farm tires, you know, with the little wheels. I'm talking about one of these wheels that weighs, I don't know, 800 pounds, 5 feet tall. Where do you go? Where do you go to get one of those fixed? Well, this guy, I have a friend who has a shop that fixes those kind of tires. That's the only time I go other than go to the bank once in a while. And the reason I go to this particular bank is it's a small bank, and they only have like five branches, and it's not like Bank of America or one of these big corporate monsters. They actually know who I am, and they waive all of their fees for me. Why? Because I say, hey, I got this letter from you guys with all these fees on it. That doesn't apply to me, does it? And they say, no. No. And I suggest you do that, too. Class, if you get one of those letters from your bank with all these fees, transfer fees, call fees, letters of credit fees, say, you got this letter, but that doesn't apply to you, does it? Give them a call. Challenge them. John Reagan and I will be right back with the news.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So class, what I'm trying to say is, this is what I do. This is the way I behave. And I'm not suggesting that you do anything that, I'm not saying, go do this. You know, I would never do that. Go do it. You go do it. See how it works. No. I'm telling you, this is how I behave. And these are some of the things that I do. And these are some of the tactics that I use. So I'm just trying to share them with you. I got to, very quickly, John, this is kind of important. I got a text on our text line, and it's from Caroline in Mount Shasta, California. And she says, she's been calling, our town is on fire, and this was Monday. 80 homes already, 3 miles from her home, please pray. And, of course, I asked the entire meetup group to consider praying for those who are in harm's way in the Mount Shasta area in California. And so she says that her Sheriff Lopi at a town meeting just spoke. In 37 years, he's not seen such quick devastation. He said, looks like a war zone. They're using 747 type fire tankers, two planes dropping all day, teams from as far as Los Angeles. They brought in news teams from Oregon, San Francisco, and she gave Dane Wigington's information to the news reporters. Now, Dane Wigington is a USA Prepares instructor, geoengineeringwatch.org, and he's been saying that this is a very serious situation, and he's been saying for quite a while that there could be these massive fires that could be devastating. Well, she said she's going to send pictures. and I'll post them on the website when I get it running. And she said they still chemtrail today right over the fire. She says burning half a town isn't enough. She personally knows two families who've lost everything, long-time settled homes in a matter of minutes. Devastating. Hundreds of people are displaced. Power is out in some sections, and the fire roads are still blocked. Her roads are still blocked, so many don't even know the status of their homes. The schools, high schools, are used as shelters. They've got a big tent in the park, and there's, she said there was 25,000 pounds of emergency food that was lost, and it's burned, and support's coming in from many directions. She'd like me to post some of the links, and I will as soon as I get the website running. So that's Caroline from Mount Shasta, California. So, John, we talk about preparedness. We talk about, you know, being ready for these kinds of things. In our case, around the farm, we have a fire break. A bulldozer came in several years ago and created a fire break. So if there is a fire, maybe we'll have a smaller chance of being wiped out with a fire. Right now, we're getting the rain that California needs. We've had a massive deluge this morning. And we've got some flooding here on the farm, right here in Missouri. So, you know, you absolutely need to be prepared for everything. And, John, you know, we moved to locations where we like the schools, we like the job, we like the, you know, the setting, we like the weather. And you know what? Your government can change the weather in just a very, very short time. It can take an area that was productive, like California, you know, where food is grown, and they can wipe it out in a year and a half. John Reagan, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, we'll cover that in a little bit, but you were talking about going to the bank, and I've got a story for you. Becky's firm is doing some enhanced services for one of their clients where they go to the post office and make deposits for them. Well, occasionally somebody will send in cash. And you think, that's no problem, right?
Yeah, it's a bank, right?
But this is actually in the news a few months ago, and this confirms it. If you want to deposit cash into a Chase bank account, you have to be a signer on the account. And that's not something that the accounting firm wants to do. They want to have the separation between them and the client. So they're having to take this cash and write a check for it so that they can make a deposit.
John Reagan, when Mrs. Finelli and I lived in Virginia, we had a bank account with two of the banks in a little tiny town. The town was 500 people. And one day she brought in some cash, from, you know, collected it from a month's worth of transactions at the computer factory that we had. And it wasn't a lot of money. It might have been, I don't know, $30 worth of cash, $50, and they wanted to charge her. She said, oh, we'll just close the account. They backed off right then and there.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I can still remember that day standing at the bank with Mrs. Finelli, and she had like a handful of tokens, you know, some pennies, and some nickels, and some dimes, and quarters, and I don't know, maybe between 50 and 100 tokens. I mean, it wasn't a lot, okay? And it's not like this is where there's a line 15 people deep. There's nobody in line. There's nobody in line at this bank. They've got multiple tellers, and there's nobody in line. Well, they were going to charge her to deposit tokens and some cash. And she said, well, we'll just close the account. And we'll close all the accounts. And we'll close Vincent's parents' accounts. And we'll take it in cash right now. And you know what? The bank couldn't do it. They didn't have enough. They didn't have enough cash. Now, if you this was a corporate account. I'm telling you, we have broken this little bank in Virginia three separate times. We've broken the bank because we needed $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 in cash for transactions. And they could not produce it. So if you think that banks have cash, you're mistaken. They don't have much cash. If you think that they've all this money that you put in, they've got sitting there, that's a myth. John, you want to address that?
Well, not only that, when you make a deposit, they're able to loan it out multiple times over.
Nine times. They can loan your dollar nine times. So one way of looking at this is I believe that banks have about 3.5 to 4% reserves. So whatever you've deposited, they have in reserves. But they don't have all that in cash. They don't even have that 3.5-4% in cash. It's unbelievable. And why people rob banks is beyond me. That's the last place you go. They don't have any money. They just do it electronically. So anyway, the reason I'm telling you some of these stories is if you choose to, you can challenge the system. You can. Now, as a matter of fact, why don't you go to your bank and why don't you consider this? Here's a homework assignment. Go to your bank and say, I don't know if I want to do this today. I've got to make a couple phone calls, but I might need to withdraw $30,000. Would you be able to produce that in cash for me today while I wait? I'll just have a seat over there. Would you be able to do that? I wonder what the bank would say. They'll turn all red. It's like, well, gee, that's a lot of money. Really? That's a lot of money? I thought this was a bank. John, what do you have for us today?
Well, there's some bigger picture items we didn't get to Monday. First on the list, I have to wonder, what does the school bus look like?
I love this story.
We have a school district in California, no less, San Diego Unified School District, got one of the MRAPs, and it's now painted white with a red cross for search and rescue.
San Diego Unified School, search and rescue. It's got the red cross, like that organization that begs for money, that one. It's actually got two red crosses on it. It's painted white. It really looks great. Now, this is a machine of war. Right, John? Am I confused?
Yes. And what does a school need with an MRAP? In fact, I wonder, why do school districts have their own police departments? You know, when I was growing up, for some reason, you had the police. You called the city police.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now school districts not only have their own cops, they have to have all the administration and the expense on top of that.
Right. This is a, I don't know, this thing cost the U.S. taxpayer about $1 million. They bought twice as many as they needed. The government did. Congress did. And so they're giving them away like they're candy. All you have to do is go get one or pay for the shipping to have it shipped to, you know, the nearest sheriff's office near you. And your sheriff, too, can have his own mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicle. Now, in itself, just the name of this thing, mine-resistant, ambush-protected. Now, please explain to me why a police department needs a mine-resistant vehicle. Why? Do we have mines here? John. Seriously, John, do you know of one case where we needed a mine-resistant vehicle in the United States of America?
Now, they claim that it's because returning veterans may do things like that.
A returning veteran, a guy or a gal who has served his country or her country, is going to do something like, you're talking about deploy mines?
Put out an IED, yeah.
Has there ever, I don't know of a single instance, not one, not one. Now, I read the news, now, there's some times when I'm actually sleeping, and I don't read the news 24 hours a day, but darn close. I don't remember a single story where a veteran or anyone else has built a bomb, an improvised explosive device that would require a mine-resistant vehicle. Not one.
But they're ready just in case.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this thing has gun ports on it. I mean, this school bus has gun ports. Gun ports. And it used to have a machine gun turret on top. This thing can take a direct hit from a 50 caliber machine gun. It's designed to do that. The doors weigh 600 pounds. Each. And it's designed to be shot at and still keep on ticking. It's amazing. It's amazing that we have come to the point where we are allowing our school systems to house these things. I suggest that y'all run for school board office. Here's just a recommendation. Run for school board. And make a lot of noise and say, we don't want these things. We don't want these devices of escalation. We don't need these things to keep our children safe. We need to teach good morals and values and encourage our children to learn. I mean, how much is somebody going to learn with an MRAP parked in the parking lot? It's like, man, oh, man, I'm kind of worried about being here in school today because we've got this machine of war here. Are we going to be attacked? Come on. What's next, John? Jeez.
Well, still in California. I got an article on California rice. It's from a California farmer saying that the drought may make them quit. This year, they've lost 25% of California's $5 billion rice crop. Yeah. And while that's not affecting global supplies yet because rice is stored easily, and there's still plenty in storage. Right now, it does not bode well, and you really have to pity the poor farmer.
John, I was in the backhoe over the weekend, and I was thinking, you know, it was hot. I was all perspiring. And I was thinking about what it's like. What it's like to be a politician, how hard those guys work. I was thinking about, you know, me out there with a shovel and a rake and a hoe and a pickaxe and a pickmatic and, you know, doing the stuff that farmers do. And I was trying to compare that to how hard these politicians work for us, you know, how they fight for us. What a bunch of lies. They have no idea what work is. They have no idea. And I'm looking at the picture on this post. In class, if you want to go to it, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And you can see the link. Click on it. It'll take you to the California rice farmer. Drought may make us quit. And why? It's because of the lack of rain. Am I right, John?
Right. And, you know, right below it, I've got a link to Is Your Rice Tired?
Oh,
and
man.
This is a That's story
disgusting.
Out of China.
That's
they
disgusting.
Are spreading out the rice on the road to dry it. Cars are driving on it. So if your rice is a little bit rubbery, it may not be the rice. It may be a tire.
John, seriously, if you look at any parking space anywhere, okay, if you go to Sam's Club, the Chinese Factory Outlet, the local bank, you go to any parking space anywhere, okay? You will see where cars and trucks have been. There's like spots of stuff. that fall down from the undercarriage, the engine, the transmission, the differential, from the cars and trucks. Stuff that gets picked up along the road and gets deposited. Drops of oil, drops of grease, drops of whatever the car or truck has driven through. There's evidence that vehicles have been there. Just look. It's in every single parking space. Every single one has stuff that's dropped off the bottoms of vehicles. So here we have in China, they've got a road, and they've got vehicles driving across the rice. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Makes me wonder, what about when they walk their dog? Not to be confused, when they walk their dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is a different way of looking at food. And they've got these guys with shoes, and you know, maybe they're, it looks like one guy's got sandals on, the other guy's got, you know, they've got shoes, and they're pushing these rakes, and they're raking up the rice into piles that's dried on the road. I don't know. What's next?
Well, you know, no, it's not one world, and there's educational differences. And this next one is actually a story out of the UK, and we'll get to that after the break.
Okay, educational differences. Educational differences. Huh. What could we be doing differently from others? Let's find out. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
DC
for
2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
The Financial State of the Union.com. I read the book. I have the book here in the studio, and it will tell you that absolutely for certain we are going to financially collapse the United States of America. There's no question about it. It's just a question of when. Mathematically, it's a certainty. John Reagan, we're talking about educational differences. Please continue.
Well, we have Muslims in the UK that are radicalizing children under the age of 10. And I did not include other links that show children with rifles or holding severed heads. And this is what we're facing for that peaceful religion over there, educating their people. Over here, we are educating our kids to be afraid of guns. And if they do something like draw a picture of a gun, hold their thumb and forefinger like a gun, or even eat a Pop-Tart that's into something that somewhat resembles a gun, they get suspended, and in essence, their school lives are ruined over that. And here we teach that Christians are the bad guy, and it's so bad now, the NFL made the Redskins quarterback turn his No Jesus, No Peace t-shirt inside out to wear in front of the cameras for an interview.
John Reagan, there's a story of a 13-year-old in Arizona. There are several stories on the internet of young boys who have done the unthinkable. They have drawn pictures of guns. And in the Arizona Unified School District, public school system. There was a 13-year-old who was suspended for drawing a picture of a gun. And I've got the picture in front of me. It's got a stick figure of a person on top of the gun. Sort of looks like a gun. Not, I don't know, could look like a lot of things. There are three smiley faces. It's not like people are being shot with this thing. It's just a 13-year-old's rendition of something. And it could be a gun. It really could be. And I would say there's probably a 90% chance or better that it's a picture of a gun. Well, he got suspended. But let's extrapolate. In the next level school, high schools, the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, they have recruitment. The military comes in uniform, and they recruit young people. You know, the next level of education in the United States to be trained killers and to go out to sovereign nations and blow them up, shoot them, blow them up with bombs, weapons of serious destruction, even mass destruction, and small arms. So in elementary school, don't even think about drawing a gun, but in high school, we want you to be a target. We want you to blow up sovereign nations. It's out of control. John, you're right on the money. And if I were a school board member, I would prohibit the military from recruiting in our school district. Michael from New York, you're on with John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, John. And, you know, Vincent, thank you for highlighting the hypocrisy that we see here constantly, these contradictions coming from those in our government supposedly representing us. It's incredible. The guns are bad, but we want you in the military to go to other people's homes and blow them up in foreign countries that are no threat to us at all. But it's just incredible. But who are, you know, who's driving all this in our government? The force behind the shadow government, as they refer to themselves, which is exactly what they are. And, you know, we're not allowed to have anything Christian in our own Christian-cultured country. And yet the menorah and is everywhere, and the Muslims have their Ramadan and all that happy horse nonsense. It's really outrageous. And last real quick, gentlemen, you know, with these vehicles that are mine protected from mine explosions, et cetera, and they claim they're concerned about returning vets from home, then a question to these dirtbags in our government is, well, what the heck are you doing to our vets? If you're so concerned that our vets are going to come back to their own home and want to mine land in our own country that they serve to protect, what are you doing to them to drive them to that point?
Michael, we're out of time. John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.